Just for a few minutes, we'd like to look at perhaps an unusual chapter in the Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter number 11. You'll see the connection just in a moment, hopefully. Deuteronomy chapter number 11, just for a few minutes. Deuteronomy chapter 11. And we'll go read verse number 12. A land which the Lord thy God careth for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Down to verse number 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing, if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse, if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day. And that'll do for our reading. And again, we'll look to the Lord for his help. I suppose it would be true that this time of year in particular, as really of no other time in the year, we do spend it looking back and reflecting. As you come to the end of the year, and we've been doing it today, and I'm sure we'll be doing it over the remainder of this year, the 3 or 4 days that are left, you're looking back and you're reflecting on 12 months that have come and gone. And as you do that, you're reflecting on high points and low points. There's mountaintop experiences when we've been on the crest of a wave, and then there's been the dark days and the difficult days and the challenging days and the valleys. And we look back over 12 years, the 12 months that have come and gone. William was talking about good decisions and bad decisions. And even in the confines of this year, we've all made good decisions, wonderful decisions, and have all made foolish decisions, the wrong decisions. You know, we can never get those 12 months back again. They've come and they've gone. Sometimes you like to rewind the clock. If only I had that day again. We can't do that. But just as we spend time reflecting, we do spend time as well looking forward. So we're looking back and we're looking forward. And at this time of the year particularly, we're doing that. I think I mentioned recently that as you read through the Bible, you'll find time and time again within the confines of just a verse or two, we're forced to look back, we're caused to look back, and we're also caused to look forward. Those two perspectives are brought together, oftentimes very close together. And of course, in reality, that's what's happening at the moment, looking back and looking forward. Now, the chapter where we've read from, it's doing exactly the same. Just two things I want to think about. A time to reflect. That's looking back from the beginning of the year and to the end of the year. I think it's the only time that little expression appears in our Bible. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And we're all just thinking about 2014. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year. What's happened? What's been beneficial? What's been wasted time? What's been for God in 2014 and all of our lives? There's a challenge for all of us. What would we do different if we had 2014 to live over again? But time to look forward with 2015 and the will of God. We're not promised 2015, of course. But if the Lord Jesus be not come with 2015, so what am I going to do different in 2015 that I didn't do in 2014? What about all of us looking forward? So not only a time to reflect, but a time to respond. A time of reflection and a time of resolution. We make resolutions, some people, don't we, at this time of the year. Now, unfortunately, most people, they make them and they break them almost as quickly. We're just thinking about that at the table. You know, gym membership spikes at the beginning of January, and then it just drops like a stone. People make a resolution, I'm not going to eat chocolate anymore, and I'm going to go to the gym, and by the middle of January, all those resolutions and good intentions have gone. But it's important as we look forward that we make resolutions. Not necessarily resolutions amongst each other, but resolutions before God. What are we going to do before God in this year? Looking back and looking forward. In the context here, it's the children of Israel. When they looked back, what did they see? What did they reflect upon? What did they remember? Because that's really the word in the chapter. I wonder, did they remember something about God and his character, his greatness? If we'd read it together, we have in verse number 2, "I know ye this day, remember this day," is really the thought. End of the verse, "his greatness." God is great. The Bible tells us that from Genesis right through to Revelation. The greatness of God. Yes, it was announced at his birth. He shall be great. And in every single respect, the Lord Jesus, he is great. And the children of Israel, they were reflecting on that. And they were recognizing his greatness. The greatness of his power. The greatness of his hand to them as they were delivered out of Egypt. But then not only remembering the character of God, his greatness, but in verse number 12 we read these words, "The Lord thy God careth." I just want to extract a little expression. "The Lord thy God careth." As we look back over 2014, many of us, we can recognize that God cares. And as we look forward to 2015, aren't we glad that God cares individually and personally? What a blessing. He cares for us. And as we look back at the beginning of the year to the end, yes, the greatness of God, but the love of God. What an amazing theme, like a golden thread, just works its way right through this whole book. I mean, in the same chapter, as they were reflecting, they were remembering the commandments of God. God was commanding them. God was instructing them. God was asking them. God was telling them certain things. He was asking them to love him. Well, he loved them, and that was indisputable. But he wanted them to love him. It's good at the end of the year just to reflect on the fact that God loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We'll have to think about it. The greatest verse in the entire Bible. And God is looking for a response from us. A time to reflect, looking back. A time to respond, looking forward. Because that's what the children of Israel, they were going to do. Because in verse number 26, where we read, "Behold, I set before you this day." Interesting, just to notice that little expression. This day, a key expression in Deuteronomy. We got it in verse number 2, we've got it in verse number 4, and so on, 7 times in the chapter. And we have it in verse 26. So as we look back and look forward, there's a here and now. And that's today. That's the only time we can call our own. 2014 is history almost. We can't do anything about that. 2015 is a possibility. May not happen, but it's in the will of God. But here, this Sunday, it's a reality. This day. And as we not only reflect, God's saying, "I want you to respond." As you look back, and as you look upon the year that's run its course, "I set before you this day," and the choice is stark, a blessing and a curse. He wants us to obey the commandments of the Lord, and in doing that, there's a blessing. New Testament tells us God commands all men everywhere to repent. There's a commandment from God. William heard that commandment. William responded just as a boy, and he recognized the love of God and responded. And so have many in the hall. I wonder if you're sitting in the hall and as this year almost runs its course, you're still not saved, and you still haven't responded to the claims of the Lord Jesus. Well, as you reflect upon not only 2014, but as you reflect upon your life, may there be a response from your heart. A time of reflection, yes, but a time of resolution. A time of choosing. That's really what's before us. And the choice is only one of two. A binary choice. Just as you go and switch your light on and off. Just as the door is open or shut. The binary choice is you're either saved or lost. You're either on the way to heaven or hell. There isn't any middle ground, you see. And it's important, therefore, just to make sure that we're trusting in the Saviour. That we have chosen him. That we have made the right choice. that we are obeying him, that we're loving him. A blessing, says verse 27, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. As the remainder of this year runs its course, as the remainder of this day runs its course, as we reflect, let us remember what God has done for us. The children of Israel, they were reflecting on what God had done for them. His power, his might, his love. And as they were looking forward, God's asking them the question, what are you going to do? What's your response going to be to the love of God? What's your response going to be to the kindness of God and the care of God? Trusting him? Relying upon him? Believing in him? That's important. But then once we've done that, what's our response going to be? Being obedient to him. Being wholehearted to him. Being committed to him. Following him every day of 2015.